Hello, guys and dolls. It's me, Sandra London, and it is April 15th, Sunday, and you're listening to Playtime with Sandra. I'm going to start out tonight's broadcast with a very, very cool song. I just picked it to start out tonight's show, and it is called Tell Me Again by Collabo, and I'll be right back with you celebrate my 10th live broadcast with Blog Talk Radio on Playtime with Sandra. Here you go.
Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. I got a first class secretary woman and she likes me cause I'm so fast. Press the gas, I'm always moving coast to coast, you like that. Like a rabbit in a hat of magic when I throw back. Here to stay, I'm never late for meetings with a paycheck. Take a breath, bite the bullet, get respect, I made that. Lay that down like it was something else, I say that. Spray that like the king, he's tagging like a maniac. Maniac, my head's gonna explode, tell me again.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me.
My name is Kyle Young, I'm sure you've heard about me. KY.com, it's not hard to find me. I walk into a spot and ladies try to meet me. I'm the king, I'm the shit, now tell me that you love me.
Cause I do what I want and I want what I do to be. Full of big bad stars like a movie screen. And if you're new to me, girl, then you will see how I work that magic beautifully. And I can tell by the glow in your retinas that you're sweating cause I'm dope and I'm setting up. So let's get the fuck out of here, rip a joint. I'ma take you home, won't disappoint. Tell me
again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me.
Nod your head, don't be jealous if you like me. Sip another drink to the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you felt when you saw me.
Mind your head again, don't be jealous if you like me. Take another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass again, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you felt when you saw me.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit.
But started out with various different platforms, always in connection with Naked Girls Radio, and now I found my new home here, and everything's going swimmingly. The learning curve is not as hard as I thought it would be, but I'm enjoying figuring everything out, and I hope you're enjoying listening to me here. You can always feel free to call in during my show. That guest call-in number is 858-815-2333. And originally today, today's episode was going to be or going to include an interview with Mark Jarrett of myphonesite.com. And I will be having that interview possibly next week, next Sunday, if not shortly thereafter. There's a bit of a scheduling conflict, but we've all worked it out, and that will be coming to you very soon, so stay tuned for that. I just picked out, like, quite a few more songs that are going to play this evening, and I had a really good time doing it and just trying to put them in, you know, the different order and, you know, get it all uploaded. It took not as long as I thought it would, but I had a lot of fun listening where I kept just replaying and replaying various different songs and just, yeah, it was good times. But, yeah, let me do a second song for you now. How about, I'll do Stones by Ray Lazarek, and after that I'll be back with some brief news updates. This crazy weather we're having here in the U.S. of A., and a lot more news briefs coming your way. So stay tuned for that. And here is the song Stones by Ray Lazarek.
Yeah.
So I guess for some brief news updates, I guess I wanted to comment on the weather. Like Friday, pretty much a lot of Friday through till close to evening, the weather was pretty ridiculous here in California. Out here by the beach, it was just like thundering and hailing and just pretty weird and wild. I slept through quite a bit of it because I'm sort of a late riser in general, but I could hear it, and it was not very pretty, although it did get quite sunny afterwards, just before evening, and that's, I guess, pales in comparison to the weather in the Midwest, like Kansas, and the neighboring states. I guess it went from Texas all the way through Kansas and upwards. And originally there wasn't very much damage, but the latest news reports that I've seen on Huffington Post are saying that the storm out there has killed 5 people. So I'm sorry to hear about that. I hope that the weather gets better and, you know, that does not continue. So I hope anybody in the eye of the storm can seek shelter and everything is okay and their property and all of that. Other than that, let's see. I think tonight is actually the 100 year anniversary of the Titanic sinking. For a while I didn't know exactly why there was the re-release of the movie Titanic until maybe like a few days ago. So I suppose that makes sense. I don't know. I don't think I'll go head out and see it again since I've seen it plenty when I was younger. But for those of you out there, if you enjoy, nostalgia and these types of things, then perhaps you guys have already gone out to see it. If you did, feel free to let me know how you enjoyed it this time around. I also wanted to send my best wishes for the family and friends of porn performer Sledgehammer, who passed away on Friday, just a few days ago. There's a lot of controversy surrounding his death, and I won't comment because I don't know the absolute specifics, but if anybody wanted to go and Google Sledgehammer and the latest news with that, feel free to do so. What else is there? I don't know. Those are like all fairly unfortunate stories, so I don't know how to end that. So let me do a little song update real quick. Sorry about that, everybody. And I'll be back with cheerier, happier news and some more, even more music, and perhaps some erotica, although I've read quite a bit lately, but I believe I will be reading another user submission, and it's a story, a very naughty story about twins, written by Jimmy D. Blanket. So I'll be reading that a little later in the hour, and I believe we'll be having a surprise interview right around 8:30-ish or so, and so stay tuned for that. But in the meanwhile, let me give you another song. What shall I choose? Give me one moment. Okay, let's do Promise by Voodoo Head. I actually made a video gallery to this song, featuring myself and my little dog, my little Russian toy terrier, Fyodor, and it's really cute. You can watch that as you sing along on toliveandgrindinla.com, which is my official website. But in the meanwhile, go ahead and check it out right here for you now. Oh la la. Oh no. This is terrible. You know what? I only uploaded the intro to it. Jeez. That was genius. Okay, you know what? I'm going to get the song for you in a minute, but in the meanwhile, I will play... there we go. That'll work. I'll play Pissing My Life Away by Broken Neon. Sorry about that. And I will get that song, Promised by Voodoo Head, for you shortly. But here you go. Pissing My Life Away by Broken Neon. Enjoy.
1, 2, 3.
My Life Away by Broken Neon. And okay, let's see, let's get back to some news. Let's see, so which day was it? It was either Friday or Saturday. I woke up and saw that I'm permanently, or at least theoretically, permanently banned from YouTube. So my Sandra London TV channel there is no longer available, although, hey, it has a positive end result, and that is that, forward thinking kind of was a good thing to have done, because I have all of those videos saved and backed up on the super mega awesome flash drive that I received as a gift, last year, right around the same time that I got my new laptop, so all those are saved, so any of those that are not accessible, if you're on Flip and Grind in LA and there was a link previously from YouTube, they can all be restored and they will reappear either on my site or any other platform that I narrow down and decide to go with. And a few of them, if they really are, that controversial and interesting, hey, why not sell them, huh? So a few of those are also going to be available exclusively on my Clips for Sale store website. So that I'll give you that link now, which is Clips for Sale. You can either put in F-O-R or the number 4, clipsforsale.com/store/42459, clipsforsale.com/store/42459. And if that's, like, too difficult to remember or write down real fast, then I believe I'm going to point one of my domains directly there. I own about 9 domains now, so it may be maybe Occupy My Kitty will redirect there. But I'll keep you updated on the final selection, and you'll be able to put in just one little simple domain, and there you are for your viewing and listening and other types of pleasure. So, yeah. There are, I also have like a Daily Motion channel, so some videos will go on there. And that Daily Motion is dailymotion.com/SandraLondonFilms. There we go. And I'll give you yet another song while I pull up that erotic story for you to read. And then I will be having that surprise interview. So, woohoo! Be forewarned. It's coming at you. But in the meanwhile, let me play. Let's do Save Me by Wes Harding. How about that? That sounds good. Here you go. Leslie Harding. Okay, so I'm going to call up that surprise guest right now. And let's see how it goes. Fyodor is going like a little buck wild right now, so I'm trying to contain him at the same time, so forgive me for that. Here we go. Let's see what happens.
Big X Law Office.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going? This is Sandra London from Playtime with Sandra Radio. How's it going?
Oh, all right.
Yes.
I didn't recognize the number. Is this your radio show?
This is my radio show. Yeah.
Hi. Well, hey everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all saying a warm, wet hello to you as well. No.
That's my favorite kind of hello.
Yes. Okay, so for all of my listeners out there, I am speaking with the owner of Hypno Kink, which is a store on Clips for Sale, a studio on Clips for Sale. And I've actually done quite a few clips for Hypno Kink. And I'll go ahead and let the owner describe what he shoots, the kind of women he likes to shoot, and any upcoming future projects. You've got the floor.
Okay. Well, great. I like having the floor. So I shoot hypnoerotica, which is a very strange thing if you've never heard of it. It's the idea that people get a sexual thrill from either being hypnotized or seeing someone hypnotized or imagining being hypnotized. It's a very sensual type of femdom. And there's almost nothing catered for the mainstream industry for it. And with the rise of YouTube and the internet, there became more and more video sites. And
What piqued your interest in that genre of adult film?
Oh, well, I'm a long-time personal hypnofetishist, and so I was saw these videos and started enjoying them, and then I thought, hey, I could do a better job than they do, and got myself a flip video camera and started shooting, and this has been a huge market and lots of fan support, so I'm doing a pretty good job.
And how long has your store been in existence?
My store has been in existence for 4 years now. And consistently one of the top 10 in categories like hypno, robo, and goddess worship, and femdom POVs.
Okay, well, I have a question about that, actually. I noticed recently that they kind of removed some of the categories of, like, that explicitly say, like, hypno, erotica type stuff.
Yes, you can't use the word hypnosis anymore, so you have to use. And, in fact, that really hurt me. My sales dropped quite a bit because people who were searching for that word couldn't find me anymore.
What if they moved it over to? Like, what I've seen, which might apply, but I don't know if there's a major one that I'm missing, but I've seen, like, brat girls and, like goddess-type stuff, ebony goddess. What's the other one? Rip-off. I've actually seen that category. So, like, is there one main one that everybody's kind of flocked to after that one was sort of, like, removed?
The main ones are sometimes it's superheroine because a lot of those involve hypnosis, but mostly it's gone to, like you said, goddess worship, femdom, POV, and financial domination.
Huh. Well, what do you think in your opinion, the issues regarding just that term in general, like...
I've looked into this. I suppose they call the porn industry unethical, but it's very specific, the idea that because you're hypnotized, you're doing things you wouldn't do if you weren't hypnotized, which is non-consensual. And so this goes
role-playing?
Right. Well, the idea is role-playing a type of rape, which makes some credit card companies very uncomfortable, and it's made worse by some of the producers claiming that people are really being hypnotized as opposed to just play acting and role playing.
Right.
So that's a problem, is that there are people out there who are saying this is real, and that makes things worse, and the credit card companies are afraid of being sued by someone.
Well, does that apply to, like, non-adult hypnosis? Because I see plenty of little random banner ads for, like, self-hypnosis or audio hypnosis with tapes, you know, with people that are going to convince you to stop smoking. Is that a sort of, like,
well,
non-sexual
the problem is,
rape
yeah.
or assault kind of thing?
Well, but the thing is, there's sexual activity going on in the adult videos. And so it's more concerned.
Okay, so you can be assaulted, like, non-sexually all day long, and it's fine.
Well, but it's not an assault. It's like that there's being forced to quit smoking, say, against your will somehow. You know, there wouldn't be that. There wouldn't be. No one would say you've been raped, but if someone fondles your breast while you're under, then you might feel differently. And I mean, obviously, everything I do, I filmed is role play and play acting, and it's capturing a fantasy. But some producers, you know, have claimed it's real, and some credit card companies are very concerned, and they put pressure on Coaster Sale to make them remove any reference to those words.
Well, are you allowed to mesmerize your audience then, you know, for us as actors and actresses if we're, you know, speaking to our camera, speaking to the viewer?
Yes, you can use
is
the word
that,
mesmerize.
That's okay?
Right, that's okay.
I see, okay.
And
so,
many people at Coaster Sale have just did HYPN0 instead of HYPNO, and that's actually been working pretty fine too.
That seems debatable. I don't know.
No, I mean, like, you actually can't use the word. If you type in hypnosis into a video description,
it just
doesn't show up. Yeah, it just erases it. It just has a blank. Not even a blank. It just says, so if I wrote Sandra's hypnotic smoke, it would just say Sandra's smoke.
So Rose by any other name.
Yeah, and I guess some people have, it's just, and it's very specific and very limited, and I mean, it's not, Coaster Sale would just as soon not be doing this, but if they want to continue processing credit cards, they have to.
No, I understand that. I understand the company's, you know, decision and stance. It's just, you know, I don't know. I guess theoretically it's kind of curious, I suppose.
Oh, it's very curious. I think it's very, very funny, it's all role play. I mean, what?
Yeah, it's all role play, and they're all like, you know, the buyer is willfully consenting to purchase, you know, something that's been performed creatively for their enjoyment with the full consent of the model. Like,
Anything BDSM. I mean, if you're tying someone up against their will, that would be a crime.
But when does that begin? When does that begin if you're signing a model release prior to shooting? When does it become non-consensual?
Well, you know, that's a problem. But I mean, I do understand the idea that it's there's a special kind of concern with the idea of being in a psychologically altered state.
I see.
I don't agree with it. I'm just saying I can
I understand. I understand. So, well, then tell me more about your YouTube channel then, because I was just letting everybody know how mine was just recently banned. I'd like to hear about yours. I was cute. Like, just, like, not too long ago, I found a clip of my smoking one on there. And that was pretty hot, and I saw some of the other girls on there. A few of those ladies I've actually met, like Kiki Dare and Pandora, like, they're awesome. So
how wonderful is Kiki Dare?
Oh, my goodness. That was my roomie in Tampa for Night Moves Award. She is incredible. She's awesome, sweetheart, like, beautiful. Yeah,
she is.
I love her.
In fact, she's coming to town soon, and hopefully get the two of you together.
Ooh, well, let me know for sure. Yeah,
but
sorry, go ahead and fill everybody in on your channel, like its stats, how many videos you have, how many views, this kind of thing, your most popular video.
I just recently went over 1 million views on YouTube.
Ooh.
And I thought that was pretty special. And my YouTube channel is Hyperbolic Models.
Okay.
And one word, HYPERBOLICMODELS, hyperbolic models. And I have about 80 videos, and one of them is very hot, is you smoking, as you pointed out, one of my personal favorites. And I've managed to know what YouTube is not okay, and basically there can't be a hint of anything that's sort of unclothed. Like, I have a girl who actually wasn't wearing anything. She was nude, but you could view the video was completely from the shoulders up. Because there was no bra straps showing, they took that video down.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm kind of... Okay, so I'm curious about that, I guess. Would something like body painting on YouTube, those kind of videos, be okay? Because there wouldn't necessarily be a strap unless it was drawn on temporarily.
Clothing is very, very, one of the big things is clothing. So you can't even if a bra and panties covers more than a bikini does, it's still not okay because it's a bra and panties. So YouTube, you have to be wearing a real shirt and real pants.
About bras?
No, bras are not okay. Even if they're a big bra and they cover things, you're just asking for trouble with being a bra on YouTube.
I had tons of videos with like bras and bikini tops, and that's always been fine.
Your account got deleted.
It wasn't for that. None of the videos that were ever flagged were ever flagged because of a bra or a bikini top. The last that was flagged, it was pasties, which fully covered my nipples, and I was wearing underwear. I was wearing a skirt over those underwear. So I'm just a little bitter.
As well you should be. There's a problem. There's a problem now, and I've been talking about this for a while, and it relates to the credit card companies, that everything on the internet, we see how free it is, but it's actually all private, all privately owned, which means that there's no government protection of your freedom of speech. Like, for example, if the internet was run by the government, you could say, you can't shut me down because I've got a right to speak. But YouTube controls completely. When the credit card companies, you can't pay in U.S. dollars over the internet. The only way you can pay is through a credit card company, which means instead of the government, which has some court, you could at least go to court and say, you have to allow me to say my piece, you can't. Credit card companies can say, we don't want this speech, and it's immediately censored. Now, people talk about the government being intrusive, and I'm saying, at least the government, you got some redress.
Okay, well, that brings me to a slightly different topic, but still, I guess, somewhat related, I guess, as far as, erotic literature and PayPal and how they, originally banned stores and independent authors from using their service as a payment platform because of the different styles of erotica that they chose to write about. And then that was recently kind of repealed and overturned. So I don't know, at what point do the credit card companies decide and at what point do the people respond in turn that, provokes this sort of, back shuffling in a way, or...
Yeah, well, credit card companies and PayPal, like I said, they're not the government. They respond pretty much to market forces. So if they think the amount of money to be made outweighs the risk, they're going to do it. And that also says thing of there's a public backlash and they're getting lots of complaints, and they can respond to that too. So if people said, hey, we really want to be able to do this, there was not so much the producers, but the audience was clamoring for it, or at least was upset that they weren't allowed to, then that puts pressure on them and gets them to do it. And the same thing kind of happens if there was a large enough market for, say the hypnofetish, then the credit card companies would not ban that. They're banning it because the profits don't outweigh the risk to them.
And yet, you've been pretty happy with the way your store's been going, right, for the past 4 years, so there must be some sort of profit, or is it all, concentrated? Like, there are very few people that do well with that sort of a niche, or what? So I would think that, with certain fetishes, that the companies would see that actually makes a great deal of money.
Well, I'm sure they're making millions of dollars a year from profits for these kind of, from my kind of, from not from my store, I'm not making $1 million, but if you took all the stores combined that cater to the hypno market, I'm sure it comes out to $1 million a year. So it's just the credit card totals. But that's chump change to a credit card company, and $1 million a year is not worth the potential of a lawsuit for $40 million or $50 million, or even the PR backlash that could happen if people said, oh my God, you're allowing people to be hypnotized and taken advantage of what they're under. It's a problem with large corporations. A smaller corporation would be like, hey, I'll take a risk for $1 million a year. But a credit card company, $1 million is chump change. They donate that to a senator in a day.
Right. Okay. Well, then, I guess I better look at my. What would I? I should have gone into like weight loss miracles and like I don't know pet food product marketing and deal with those possible. I don't know, litigation backlashes, huh? No. I don't know, I don't get it, but that's fine, it's okay.
Well, I don't want to take time away from your music broadcast, but thank you for talking to me on this. It's something I'm very passionate about, and you can find my Clips for Sale store at www.clipsforsale.com/28067, Seduction is Power. And you can see the gorgeous, beautiful, and one of my favorite models, Sandra London, bewitching you with her smoke and other talents.
You're not leaving me, are you?
Well, I wasn't going to leave you, but I was afraid that you needed to get some radio songs in.
Oh, I'll play a song, but if you want to stay around, we can keep talking. We can move on to some other topics. You can tell me about some other ladies you might want me to shoot with, and let my listeners know about that. But yeah, I'll play a song, but you mind sticking around a little bit?
Sure, no problem.
Ooh, awesome. Okay, let's see. So, audience, no. I will be playing Sexy Woman by Petey Green featuring King Baez and Cheech Marley. Here you go.
Shit. Lights off. Oh, boy.
Mike Mula Productions.
Okay, I'm at the spot and I'm feeling good. I ain't worried about my problems, nothing in the hood. Now I'm topping up a shorty and she's slipping slow. And she asking, yo, your boy, to take it to the flow. So we do a little dance and it's feeling strange. Cause she got me wanting to get deeper in her brain. Sex is on her mind and I can feel it too.
Mike,
I want to do the
production.
Same thing that she want to do. Oh, so these dudes be crazy and they always have a life. They know what to do with a lady. I tell her that I can get deep up in her walls. Let me see a lifetime stop. Make her heart pause. Now she grabbing on me crazy. Telling me how she wanna have my baby. You know the TV green, that nigga 5'9".
Mike,
you
think
I'm gonna say I go black. And we're chilling at the bar, a bunch of sexy women. And the night can get so far, and she's slowly kissing. And she's dancing, riding on me.
Mike,
hey, Mr. Lady, what's what's it gonna be? You been at the bar, staring at me. Well, let me introduce myself, my name's T. Young Dope Boy Associations, my team. I'm really glad we had the opportunity to meet. Cause you got the type of beauty, every man ought to see. Educated conversation, so I love when you speak. Smile, far
away,
after that, I really hope you turn into a fool. Problems up, but no trait on the beat. No sneaky eyes in my pocket, Peter Green. What up? Young gun dudes, Emilio and Charlie Sheen. And like Wu-Tang, boy, I'm all about my cream. So just for the night, we can be a good team.
Mike, you got production.
Yeah, we chillin' at the bottom, but you say we win. And the night can get some fire and she's always tripping. And she's dancing, lying on me. Asking what they gon' be. Wait till later, you keep holding drinking. And we're sailing at the bottom, but you're sexy winning. And the night can get some fire and she's always tripping. And she's dancing, lying on me.
She likes the way I whisper in her ear. Straight to the point, making everything clear. She's my personal video victim. Over by the stove, we have sex in the kitchen. And I bet the neighbors know my name if they listening. I think she need her medicine, I fill up her prescription. Let's make a decision to leave here together. I bet it, I'll make your whole life even better. The leather so strong on the couch in my hideout. You about to find out exactly what I'm about. My conversation stimulates her mind and I'll let her hit this twist and try to calm her down. She's feeling, I feel her body calling out. In that teeny weeny lingo, we got time to pop out. How many different flavors do they come in? Wow. All
the things
gotta
make my eyes
pop out. She's always drinking. And we're chilling at the bottom, bunch of sexy women. And the night can get some fire and she's always tripping. Lying on me, asking what they gon' be. Wait till later, you keep holding drinking. And we're chilling at the bottom, but you're sexy winning. And the night can get some fire and she's slowly tipping. Lying on me, asking what they gon' be.
Mike and Mula Productions.
So that was Sexy Woman by P.D. Green featuring King Baez and Cheech Marley. Mr. Hypno Kink, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, I have an erotic story to read, but I do want to have you back on my show, if you're willing, sometime in the next few weeks, if you're willing and able. But I do want to let you go ahead and give a last little promo shout out for your clip stores, and if you have any other like erotic mesmerizing forums or clip profiles that you'd like to share, please do.
Okay, well, you can follow me and get all the latest at twitter.com/hypnokink, and I've had some fun Twitter conversations with you on there.
Yeah.
And youtube.com/hyperbolicmodels. And, of course, my main store is loserseller.com/280067. And there's also a male dom store, Helpless Sexy Girls, which you can get through my main store. Just look on Loser Sale for Helpless Sexy Girls.
Awesome. Ooh. Okay, so everybody check that out. His Twitter is at HypnoKink. Add him and check out his Clips for Sale store and his
YouTube channel. HypnoKink.com, my webpage. The easiest way to find everything is just go to HypnoKink.com, which has samples and video clips that you can watch.
Perfecto. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to give you a quick, brief little interview, and I will have you back. So, yes, thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon.
I'll be waiting.
Bye. So that was the owner of Hypno Kink. So you can check that out. And there are quite a few clips of me on there, too. So if you like me, you can see me being absolutely mesmerizing. Okay, so now I'll go ahead and do that erotic reading for you. And I promise that the very next episode I will play Promise by Voodoo Head. Promise. Okay, so, all right, so the story is called Almost Twins. And this is a user-submitted erotic story submitted by Jimmy Z. Blanket. Okay, here we go. Claudette could have been my twin. We had the same raven black hair and brown doe eyes, the same full lips, perfect for a coquettish pout. And we had a tight butt. So nice, God made it twice. Our pussies looked exactly alike, but mine got wet quicker, especially when she touched it. Claudette was a little taller than me, my cheeks a bit fuller, but we were able to mask our differences by using the same lipstick and makeup, identical bangs. We even had the same wardrobe. Everyone called us the twins, and we delighted in convincing strangers we actually were twin sisters. Everyone believed, even me. As kids, we were inseparable. Her family moved next door when I was 4. We became immediate best friends. Like me, she was an only child, so the idea of adopting each other as sisters seemed inevitable. Over the years, we had spent so much time together, we could finish each other's sentences and shared so many private jokes, it sounded like we were speaking in our own special code. The first time we fucked started as a goof. We were freshmen in college, and Marshall, my first real boyfriend, had become obsessed with sleeping with both of us at the same time. It wasn't that radical an idea. Marshall had a great body, and Claudette and I had often joked about doing a threesome. So on Marshall's 19th birthday, we all finished a bottle of tequila and got on his bed. Marshall had Claudette and I get undressed. He said it would really turn him on, watching us mess around. I had kissed her before, but we were always just practicing how to make out with boys. Those sessions were more clinical than erotic. And a few times we kissed while masturbating, we were each wrapped up in our own private fantasies. That evening with Marshall, however, for some unfathomable reason, Claudette kissed me for real, and my knees buckled. My pussy ached, and I could feel the wetness between my legs. Claudette knew immediately. It made her laugh. Marshall masturbated as he watched us explore our bodies. We fondled each other's breasts and nipples, squeezed each other's ass, kissed playfully, and then passionately. I didn't know how far this would go. I knew I didn't want it to stop. She must have read my mind. She grinned at me and put her finger in my pussy. I was ready to explode. A line had been crossed. I quivered uncontrollably. Until then, I never realized the world could be so perfect. The rest of my life suddenly seemed inconsequential. Her fingers inside me, my tongue inside her. These were the moments to live for. Claudette climbed on me and we sucked each other's clit until we both came. That night, I realized I was in love with Claudette. When I closed my eyes, I saw only her eyes, which were almost mine. Her breasts, which were almost my breasts. I masturbated for hours, pretending my hand was Claudette's hand. It was easy. They were practically identical. I yearned for our next encounter, but Claudette said we should wait for a special occasion. I swallowed my objection and pretended to agree. I thought I knew everything about Claudette, every private joke, every secret. But for the first time, I realized she could be cruel. I couldn't study or concentrate on lectures. The professor's mouths moved, but it was just noise. Life seemed empty. Fucking Marshall became a chore. It seemed like my sister, quote-unquote, my best friend, my one true love, had been avoiding me. Finally, Claudette told me a frat house was willing to pay $800 if we put on a show for them. I was shocked. The idea had never even occurred to me. It would be humiliating, degrading, being naked in front of all those frat boys, my legs spread, my pussy wet and exposed. Each boy fucking me with his eyes as they watched my twin sister, quote-unquote, tongue me. It seemed unbearable and inexcusable for her to even suggest it. These boys are in my classes. I'd have to deal with their knowing looks for the next 3 years. Yet, it was another chance to be with Claudette again, to feel our bodies pressed together, to taste her pussy, to once again momentarily feel alive. Was there even a choice? At the frat party, Claudette and I drank some 80-proof punch. Frat boys ogled us, anticipating the two of us naked and fucking. One boy even had an erection. The night before, Claudette told me not to wear panties. I obeyed. As I finished my second glass of punch, she stood behind me and lifted my skirt, exposing my ass. She slipped her hand between my thighs. I moaned. Several boys watched. Claudette took my hand and led me to a mattress in the middle of a crowded room. Maybe it was the alcohol, but my pussy was already wet, thinking about Claudette. My other me, but not me. Claudette thrust her tongue into my mouth. She raised my skirt again, exposing my ass, and spread my pussy lips for all the frat boys to see. They crowded around and cheered. Some took photos and filmed me with their cell phones. I tried to ignore the frat boys and focus only on Claudette. She removed my clothes to even louder cheers. Then she removed hers. We kissed, our identical naked bodies pressed against each other. Soon, her finger was inside me. I could barely stand. We lay down on the mattress, and Claudette went down on me. The boys went wild. Claudette got a mischievous grin and beckoned one of the frat boys over. She pulled out his cock and began to suck it until it was hard and throbbing. She motioned for me to join her. I resisted. I had never sucked a random guy's cock before. The idea seemed sleazy, but Claudette made a game out of it. She'd suck and then present the penis to me as if sharing a lollipop or passing a microphone. Her doe eyes beseeched me to play along. She whispered into my ear, "I love you." And at that moment, I thought she did. I put the boy's cock in my mouth. Claudette worked her hand between my legs and began to massage my pussy. I was on fire, and it made me suck harder. Claudette whispered in my ear that the boys agreed to pay $4,000 if we fucked them. I was horrified. I wanted to object, but Claudette was finger-fucking me. The pleasure was so intense, I couldn't think straight. I would do whatever she wanted, whatever she asked. Claudette motioned to a frat boy who was hard. She pulled down his pants and underwear and then got on her back with her legs spread. She motioned for the frat boy to enter her. The boy I was sucking ejaculated in my mouth without warning. I could feel the warm stream in my throat. I turned to my twin sister and saw, quote-unquote, and saw a body identical to mine being fucked by some jock. Claudette gazed at me lovingly and motioned for me to lie down next to her. We held hands, and I stared at her familiar but unfamiliar face. I tried not to pay attention as a frat boy entered me. I only looked at Claudette, a face which would always be a mystery to me. Did Claudette love me that night? I don't know. She left the next day with the $4,000, and I didn't see her again for 6 years. When I did, her hair was dyed pink. She had several tattoos. The look of a life hard lived. Claudette said she owed someone a lot of money. A man would hurt her if she didn't pay. Claudette asked if I'd be in some porn with her to work off the debt. We could be twins, quote unquote, again. She forced a smile and joked it would be like old times. A lot had happened to me since that night at the frat house. I was engaged. I had a respectable job for 6 years. I had done everything possible to forget Claudette. Then she knocked on my door, asking me to save her life, to taste her pussy again, lick her nipples, feel her tongue in my ass, to once again not feel alone. Was there even a choice? The End. That was Almost Twins by Jimmy D. Blanket, and you can read that story on nakednakednude.blogspot.com. And yeah, stay tuned for next week, next week's episode, and you can continue listening to more hot independent music and Sandra London Erotica on nakedgirlsradio.com starting now.